Dialogue for introduction.
Punch.
Edward, what are you doing? Are you angry? Why are you punching the air so vigorously?
Just a minute. That's a punch. Could you please sing the theme from Rocky?
Why on earth?
Punch. Never mind. Ooh, I'm finished. That was a great round of shadow boxing. Superior training. Just follow the motions of your own shadow and punch, punch, punch.
Oh, I see. You are leading us into this month's topic, aren't you?
Right on the nose. Shadowing. The practice of shadowing for practice in quickly and accurately reproducing speech is hard to beat.
Now, you are correct.
That's right.
Perhaps an even better analogy would be what detectives sometimes do when they shadow the bad guys.
Exactly. The act of following closely after something is termed shadowing. Repeating something you've just heard quickly enough so that the sounds of the two speakers overlap will vastly enhance many essential language skills. That is language shadowing.
Then, let's begin
then,
right away, shall we?
Let's begin right away,
it
shall we?
It should be fun and instructive.
It should be fun and instructive.
What are you doing, Edward?
What are you doing, Edward? Giving a living example.
I think that is the bell for round one. Let's fight.
Punch, punch, punch.
First listening. First, please listen to this month's material and try to catch the main points. Listen to the passage and summarize in 1 minute.
Military gaming. Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity and improvements in graphics technology mean the games are proving to be an inexpensive way for soldiers to hone their skills. Soldiers who are good at maneuvering virtual aircraft in game situations, for example, often turn out to be the most proficient at controlling unmanned planes in combat. Soldiers also gain valuable teamwork and decision-making skills by cooperating in interactive scenarios provided by the games. Not everyone welcomes the use of these warfare games, however. Nick Dyer-Witherford, a professor of media studies at the University of Western Ontario, is concerned that the use of such games has made actual warfare like a game for soldiers. He believes this makes them think less seriously about the act of killing. Other critics complain that many games use racist depictions of potential enemies. The danger, they say, is that while video games will help soldiers improve their skills, they may also encourage unnecessary violence.
Vocabulary and expressions. Let's study vocabulary and expressions as usual. 1. 何々の興味を引く.
Draw the interest of. Draw the interest of.
2. 何々と協力する.
Collaborate with. Collaborate with.
3. 特注の
Customized Customized
4. 戦争行為
Warfare warfare.
5. 複雑度
complexity. Complexity.
6. 画像
graphics. Graphics.
7. 何々であることが判明する
prove to be. Prove to be.
8. 腕を磨く
hone one's skills. Hone one's skills.
9. 操る
maneuver. Maneuver.
10. 仮想の
virtual. Virtual.
11. 結局何々であるとわかる
turn out to be. Turn out to be.
12. 敏腕な
proficient. Proficient.
13. 無人の
unmanned. Unmanned.
14. 人種差別的表現描写
racist depiction. Racist depiction.
15. 仮想の敵
potential enemy. Potential enemy.
Second listening. You can go back and try first listening. You will notice that your understanding has improved. Listen to the passage and summarize in 1 minute.
Military gaming. Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity and improvements in graphics technology mean the games are proving to be an inexpensive way for soldiers to hone their skills. Soldiers who are good at maneuvering virtual aircraft in game situations, for example, often turn out to be the most proficient at controlling unmanned planes in combat. Soldiers also gain valuable teamwork and decision-making skills by cooperating in interactive scenarios provided by the games. Not everyone welcomes the use of these warfare games, however. Nick Dyer Witherford, a professor of media studies at the University of Western Ontario, is concerned that the use of such games has made actual warfare like a game for soldiers. He believes this makes them think less seriously about the act of killing. Other critics complain that many games use racist depictions of potential enemies. The danger, they say, is that while video games will help soldiers improve their skills, they may also encourage unnecessary violence.
Study the passage while referring to the supplementary worksheet. Jump to targeted approach to enhance the comprehension. Look at the script. Listen to the model and read aloud. After understanding the passage well, let's move on to reading aloud practice. Let me show you some models first.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military.
Oh, Ted, stop. You're not doing well. Now that you've got the meaning, understood the sentence structure, please imitate the model reading as perfectly as possible. Now try again.
Yes. Now this time I will be perfect.
Okay.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military.
That's it. This is basic practice to build up the neurons in your brain responsible for audio skills. It is called neural networking. As you have told your listeners, try to be an impersonator or monomanemejin.
Now, it's your turn. Please do your best. Look at the script, listen to the model, and read it.
Military gaming. Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity and improvements in graphics technology mean the games are proving to be an inexpensive way for soldiers to hone their skills. Soldiers who are good at maneuvering virtual aircraft in game situations, for example, often turn out to be the most proficient at controlling unmanned planes in combat. Soldiers also gain valuable teamwork and decision-making skills by cooperating in interactive scenarios provided by the games. Not everyone welcomes the use of these warfare games, however. Nick Dyer-Witherford, a professor of media studies at the University of Western Ontario, is concerned that the use of such games has made actual warfare like a game for soldiers. He believes this makes them think less seriously about the act of killing. Other critics complain that many games use racist depictions of potential enemies. The danger, they say, is that while video games will help soldiers improve their skills, they may also encourage unnecessary violence.
Five, synchronized reading.
How did you do, everyone?
I hope you try reading it again and again.
What's the next step, Tets?
Synchronized reading aloud practice.
Here comes some more tough practice.
Yes, let me try first.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games.
Stop, Tets! You are deliberately giving a poorly executed example, aren't you? Our listeners need a good example. Try hard. Do your best.
Okay. You are reading my mind, my old friend. I will do my best.
Good.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity and the improvements in graphics technology mean the games are proving to be an inexpensive way for soldiers to hone their...
Very good. Now, listeners, it's your turn. Ready? Start.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity and improvements in graphics technology mean the games are proving to be an inexpensive way for soldiers to hone their skills. Soldiers who are good at maneuvering virtual aircraft in game situations, for example, often turn out to be the most proficient at controlling unmanned planes in combat. Soldiers also gain valuable teamwork and decision-making skills by cooperating in interactive scenarios provided by the games. Not everyone welcomes the use of these warfare games, however. Nick Dyer-Witherford, a professor of media studies at the University of Western Ontario, is concerned that the use of such games has made actual warfare like a game for soldiers. He believes this makes them think less seriously about the act of killing. Other critics complain that many games use racist depictions of potential enemies. The danger, they say, is that while video games will help soldiers improve their skills, they may also encourage unnecessary violence.
Shadowing. First, please listen to our dialogue.
Well done.
Very good. Now, here comes this month's final practice. The shadow of your smile.
When you... shadowing.
Yes, shadowing. Right you are.
Tets, this time, please take into consideration that time is precious for our listeners. Be the best and show them a good example. Now, don't look at the script.
No script. Scary.
Are you ready, Tets?
Yes, without looking at the script. Good. I shall listen to the model and say the same sentences in exactly the same manner and at the same speed as the model.
Great.
Let me begin.
Okay, go!
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity.
That's more like it. Tet seems to be doing his best. It's your turn, listeners. Please don't look at the script. Shadow the model. Ready? Go.
Video games are now so realistic they have drawn the interest of the U.S. military. The U.S. government has recently collaborated with commercial game developers to create customized warfare games. Increased complexity and improvements in graphics technology mean the games are proving to be an inexpensive way for soldiers to hone their skills. Soldiers who are good at maneuvering virtual aircraft in game situations, for example, often turn out to be the most proficient at controlling unmanned planes in combat. Soldiers also gain valuable teamwork and decision-making skills by cooperating in interactive scenarios provided by the games. Not everyone welcomes the use of these warfare games, however. Nick Dyer-Witherford, a professor of media studies at the University of Western Ontario, is concerned that the use of such games has made actual warfare like a game for soldiers. He believes this makes them think less seriously about the act of killing. Other critics complain that many games use racist depictions of potential enemies. The danger, they say, is that while video games will help soldiers improve their skills, they may also encourage unnecessary violence. ¶¶
Closing dialogue.
Shadowing should be done to consolidate your study.
Yes. You will study many passages with audio materials. Either after reading or listening practice, please don't conclude your study before you can shadow the model reading perfectly.
After understanding all the sentences, vocabulary, and expressions, read it aloud.
Try to become an impersonator.
You can do this practice wherever you are, even in unlit places with poor lighting, as long as you have a player with the listening material recorded.
See you next time.
We will show you some points that you need to keep in your mind when you make a brief speech. Until then,
see you in about one month's time
for our next lesson.
Edward, we really must end the lesson. Enough.
See you next time.
漢字やひらがなは手本を見てその通り書くことを何度も繰り返して覚えました。その時には使い方や意味も理解した上でのことでした。読んだり書いたりするには必要な練習ですね。聞く、話すとなるとどうでしょうか。書き言葉と音になっている言葉とは切り離せないかもしれませんが、語彙表現を音とともに覚えることは必要なことです。音を真似ることも必要なのです。シャドーイングという練習は、英語の音声回路をしっかり作ってくれることになり、リスニングやスピーキング力向上に効果を発揮してくれます。完璧に沈黙を守って英語を勉強しないようにしてください。綴りを覚えたり、黙読したりという活動は大切ですが、声や耳を使った練習も心がけてくださいね。